G'day, Damo. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good, mate. I'm probably not as good as Mildura Regional Development after the state budget was announced the other day.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, mate. We're very happy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, obviously a long and exhaustive process to get to state budget and all the rest of it. Did you expect to receive that much money?
So in our application, obviously you need to outline the full cost of the project and the like, and Trail of Lights is part of the broader project of Light State, which is both the Victorian installation and the New South Wales installation.
Yep.
Clearly we want to be able to have the funds that's going to take us to put it all into place. But I didn't certainly expect $3 million. Hoping, but it was a bit of a surprise.
Well, last time we spoke on air, you were looking for private investment and everything. It's just good to know that we'll just talk it off air, Brett, just how big a deal this is. Bruce Munro is world renowned in his field, and it's just amazing that you've got a connection with a guy that's going to do something in our district. It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Pretty unique, really.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty special. Certainly the time that he spent here back in around March, and then walking around the site there at Lake Coleraine, and then taking that away, and he had some initial impressions, but he built that into this what will be a fantastic and unbelievable display of light art, for at least 5 years that we're planning on, and then who knows after that.
Well, some of the figures I was reading the other day about tourism and what's supposed to attract to St Rage is actually mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly where we came from was, and we've been pretty conservative in our estimate, but what you're doing is you're actually, with the feedback we received from the surveys and things that we did, it suggested that 98% of people who already come here would stay an additional night just to see it. And then beyond that, there were other people that were considering coming to Mildura, but this would ensure that they actually come. So we used that data to then help build the model. Now, if we increase the stays, and the average stay in Mildura is between 3.5 and 4.5 nights.
Yep.
If we increase that by an additional night, plus add the additional tourists that we expect to do so, it's up to about $130 million injection to the local economy.
Yeah, that's not chicken feed, is it, really?
No. And, when you talk about, $3 million, well, I like to think for a $3 million investment,
yep,
you get $130 million a year over 5 years, and that goes into, all the accommodation facilities, the hospitality venues, new businesses that will spring out of this, like tour buses,
yep,
tour guides, yep, all those sorts of things. It's just an amazing opportunity for us.
No, I've done a bit of research on Bruce Munro, and he makes for a very impressive read.
Yeah, it's his installations are around the world,
mm-hmm,
in Australia, most famously known for the Field of Light at Uluru, and yet we will have something that's different from Uluru, but also complementary in the emotion and the way that the Field of Light blends into its natural environment. The same is being developed for our environment, and we've got two separate spaces there, as I said, the Lake Coleraine site, where it'll help to capture the water and the,
yep,
the beautiful vistas that we know exist out at the lake. And I know there's lots of people out there that are going to hate me because they've got their own little secret piece of paradise that's going to be discovered by a lot of people. But also then the complementary sort of outback nature of the Wentworth site. So,
yeah,
that's the whole value of what we're trying to get. We're a collective community. Light State, where light knows no borders, is really about saying, hey, we're really, impacted by the border closures that occurred during COVID, and what we're trying to do is heal some of those fractures, and the best way to do that is to get together and work on a project like this.
Well, you hit the nail on the head before these, the light display at Uluru blends into the environment, and it's exactly what you'll do in St Rage's. So St Rage's people are in for a real treat.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, in those estimates, you know, the estimates in terms of the actual revenue and those sorts of things, it includes that, you know, locals are going to come and visit it. But the best people to go and sell that to the rest of the world are the people that live here, because they're going to get to go and experience it, get to, you know, see the natural environment in a different way, in a different light. And then, you know, 40% of the people that come and visit our region are visiting friends and relatives. So we know that the best people to be advocates for our region are us.
Well, exactly right, Brett. I'm almost out of time. It was fantastic news, the state budget the other day. And the light trail, well, it's always been a great, fantastic idea. And it's going to be, it'll be brilliant to see it come to fruition.
Yeah, look, it's been a tough couple of years for all of us.
Yep.
And, you know, we certainly put a fair bit of time and effort in. And I just, you know, want to put a bit of a shout out to my team and, you know, for all their support and the work that we've done to make this happen. But also the community, because the community embraced the idea too. And, you know, we can't do any of this by ourselves. And I'm just really proud that we're able to get it to make it happen.
It's fantastic news for the area, Brett. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Make sure you have a great weekend.
All good, Damo. You too, mate.
See you, Brett.
Cheers.